Scientists have found five new planets orbiting stars that are nearby to us. William Borucki, science principal investigator for the Kepler mission, are those five planets possible alternatives for us if things don't work out here on Earth?
No, they're not. They're giant planets, generally. Some of them very strange. All of them extremely hot. Hotter than, in fact, molten lava. They're so hot they actually glow.
All right, so global warming is way beyond global warming in these five planets. What's the scientific significance of this discovery, and how were they detected?
Well, first of all, the significance is the fact that we're trying to understand planets themselves. In our own solar system, we have sort of three types of planets. We have planets like the Earth that are sort of made of rock and iron with an iron core. Then we have planets that are sort of made mostly of ice and water. And then we have planets that are mostly gas, hydrogen gas. And so with other solar systems, we're looking at those kinds of planets, trying to understand how they come about, and try to understand why our solar system seems so to be so different than these other planetary systems.
And
so it's a matter of getting information about them to understand our own system.
And the Kepler mission is all about detecting these new planets in stars near to the Earth. How far away are these five planets quickly?
They're probably about 1,000 light years away.
All right. William Borucki is the science principal investigator for the Kepler mission, discovering five new planets orbiting stars that are actually relatively nearby to us. Thank you, Professor.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.